from Numbers 13:30.
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched out unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." Can you say amen to the word of the Lord? Verse 30, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once.'" Let us go up. Don't delay. Obey the word of God now. Now's the opportunity. Now is the time. It's not down the road. Some of us are waiting around for lightning bolts and for God to open up a Red Sea, which He'll do. But God said right now, "Let's go up at once and possess it." But Caleb, the Bible declares, had another spirit. It's all about perspective and how you look at things. Isn't it amazing that some of these men seen the same thing that Caleb looked at in the land, but they were fearful and afraid. But Caleb had another spirit. He had a different perspective. He was not leaning to his own understanding. He was not leaning to his own intellectual knowledge or his own ability, but he knew the God that he served. Amen? We are well able, church. We're well able, church. Amen. Some of you don't see what I see or feel what I feel, but we're still well able. But we're going up right now. We're going forward in the name of the Lord. I want you to quickly turn back with me to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20. "Now unto him that is able," unto him that is able. Is there anything too hard for God, church? Is there anything too hard for God? "Now unto him that is able to do," not to talk about it, not to have a vision of it and never really go towards the vision, but to do it. He is able. My confidence is in God and his power, his ability. Not in my own strength, not in my own ability, but what God can do to a person that is totally yielded, saying, "Lord, here I am. Is there one that will go for us?" See, all God needs is a willing vessel. All God needs is a willing man or a woman that will say, "Lord, here I am." Amen. Without no hidden motives, without no selfish intent, without looking to glorify yourself, to put yourself in the limelight. Some got angry at Caleb, amen, when he stood up and he said, "We are more than able." Amen. Some would think that, man, you're cocky and arrogant, Caleb. You know, some people take cockiness and arrogance and they're discerning it wrong. A lot of times it's confidence and faith in the God that they serve. Amen. Sometimes we look at people the wrong way that have faith in God. You got people that all the time, sometimes you get around a lot of people and all they want to do is talk about negative, negative, negative. Some people can only focus on only the things that are going wrong. Come on here. And I'm telling you that that other group of men seen the same things that Caleb's seen. They seen the same land. They seen the same enemies. They seen all the walled cities. They seen all that they were facing. But God said, "I have already given you this land. This is something that I'm going to give you. Now understand, brothers and sisters, when they looked at the land in the natural eye, they couldn't understand how God was going to allow them to go in and possess this land. I know sometimes we look at things in life and it doesn't seem possible. But with God, all things are possible. Come on, somebody. Wake up this morning, church. Get with me and help me preach. Because some of you have that spirit upon you today that says, I'm not able. I'm not able. I'm not able. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it. I'm just going to have to stay this way. I'm just going to have to live with this affliction. I'm just going to have to continue to be depressed. I'm just going to have to continue. I'm not able. I know that it's for you, and you can possess the promises. You can possess the blessings of God because you're Pastor Davis. And listen, it's not only for me, but it's for you too. Amen. We need to get rid of this spirit that says, amen, it's us four and no more, that only God can move, amen, in this little old group of holiness people. Listen, I'm telling you, God wants to do great things through this church. God wants to take this body of believers, and He wants to do great and mighty things that our heart and our mind can't even comprehend. Listen, don't mistake me for being arrogant. I'm talking about confidence in the God that I serve, that He is more than able. He is the one that is more than able to bring us into the promises of God and allow us to possess all that He has for us. Can you say amen? God is starting to move by His Spirit. God has given us this radio broadcast, and I thank God for this opportunity. That He said, my word shall not return void. That when I say it, it shall come to pass. Amen. God doesn't need me. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need anybody to bring to pass His will. All He needs is a man like Caleb that looks at things through the eyes of faith. Come on here. For we walk by faith, amen, and not by sight. But the eyes of faith, amen, faith is, amen, something that comes to us when we get a word from God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When God gives you a word, you can take it to the bank. Amen. You can believe that God is going to bring that word to pass. Now, whether or not you really embrace that word and receive that word and believe that word is up to you. Not all believe the word of God. For he that cometh to God must first what? Believe that He is. And that He is a what? Rewarder of those that will diligently seek Him. God is wanting us to believe Him. That, amen, we're not able to do anything over the radio. We're not able to do anything to reach this city for Christ in our own strength or our own ability. But I know a God that is more than able. Amen. I know a God that has all power, all authority. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. I'm not relying upon my own ability or strength and what we have. Listen, God could drop $1 million in our bank account, but let me tell you something. If God doesn't build the house is built in vain. And those that labor are going to labor in vain. Listen, this is the work of the Lord. And He said, I shall build my church. Oh, hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. I believe God's got an army. I believe God's got some Calebs in this land full of religion. We're surrounded by enemies. We're surrounded by the enemies of the land. But let me tell you something. God, I feel this now. I feel the Holy Ghost wanting me to tell you, God, for some people that have another spirit. Get away from those people that tell you you'll never be anybody, that you'll never be one that is able to overcome. Don't you listen to people that tell you that you are not somebody important. Let me tell you something. God doesn't make mistakes. Every one of you are special in the eyes of God. But God is looking for you to realize. He's wanting you to take notice that, amen, and you are somebody in God. You are nobody by yourself, but all the one that lives. lives inside of you. Come on, somebody. The one that's working in you. Oh, glory be to God. He is more than able. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power. Listen to me, don't miss this now. According to the power that worketh in us. Oh, I thought somebody would have heard what I just said. I'm talking about God is working right now. God is moving by his Spirit. God has got some great things in store for a people that will respond to the word of God. Listen, you can stay with that crowd of people that thinks that, amen, we're just going to be content with what we have. You know, there's a lot of churches, amen, that are content with where they are. There's a lot of people that don't want to grow in God. They don't want to go on with Jesus. They want to stay the same old way. They want to live the same old way every day, every year. Amen. But brothers and sisters, they've got a Spirit in them that looks at things in the wrong perspective. Remember, it's about how you look at your adversity. When you look at a problem, how do you look at it? How that you're going to solve it? How that you're going to take care of your hardships and your trials? You need to realize that God is the one that wants you to take notice, that he wants to help you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to empower you so that you can defeat all that's coming against you. Listen, some of you have been going through some valleys. Some of you have been going through some valleys. Some of you have been going through some fiery furnaces. The devil's come in like a flood. And I know you don't want to say amen this morning, but I feel the Holy Ghost to tell you, I know some of you are fighting, but you're getting weak, you're getting tired. But understand that through weakness, that's when he's made strong. Yeah, some of you might feel weak in your body this morning. Some of you are looking at what you're facing right now in your circumstances and in your life, and you're saying, I'm not able. Get rid of that spirit of doubt. Get rid of that spirit of unbelief. God is more than able to do a work in you that only he can do. God is wanting by his power and by his Spirit to do things that are exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Oh, according to the power, not my power, not my strength, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost that is inside of you. Can you say amen? He's working inside of us. You don't realize what you've got in you until you face some problems. You don't realize how much power you have in God until you face some giants, until you face some temptation. Amen. We're dealing with a generation right now that is facing so much temptation. I'm talking the devil's been telling some of you to give up. Some of the devil says, well, it'd be easier just to stay in your comfort zone. Why go forward? Why press on? I'm tired. I'm weary. I've been doing all that I can. I've been praying. I've been coming to church. I've been paying my tithes. But Lord, I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm struggling. Listen to me now. Listen to me. There's a spirit creeping in of discouragement. Amen. Because you're looking at your circumstances too much. You're focusing on the carnal, the natural. These men that went into the land, they seen the giants. They seen all, oh hallelujah. They seen all that the adversity that they were going to face. But brothers and sisters, they came back and they brought a report. Amen. And most of the men said, we're not able. But the Bible declares that Caleb, he stilled the people. He said, calm down now. They were fearful. They were scared. They were nervous. Be still and know that I am God. I see what you're facing. I see what you're struggling with. I know what you're facing that seems like you're not going to be able to overcome it. I know your financial situation. I know the problems that you're having with your husband or your wife. I know the problems that you're having with your friends and your family. I know all the fears that are in your heart. I know what you're dealing with. Listen, Caleb came up and he stilled the people. God's looking for a Caleb. Is there a Caleb in this house today? Is there a Caleb that has another spirit that isn't looking at things like everybody else is looking at them? I don't know about you, but amen. We can't lean to our own understanding. We can't, as Christians, look at the things and the problems in the economy and in this world that we're facing and think that, amen, there's nothing good going to happen. Yeah, I know that there's war in the Middle East. There's economic problems in this nation. There's sicknesses and diseases all around us. We are living in the last days. And listen to me, there's an antichrist spirit that is beginning to thrust itself to bring spirits of intimidation upon believers. I just got a call from email from the Pakistani preacher that came here a few weeks back. He said, pray. It's an urgent prayer. In all sincerity, he said, two of the young men in our church in Pakistan have been arrested and they're getting ready to put them to death. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, some of you didn't hear me. They came and took these young men out of the church, a 17 and an 18 year old man. They look at our Christianity in this nation because they know we're soft. We're watered down. We don't have any real fight in us. Now listen, I understand that our weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. We don't fight with guns. We don't fight with swords or spears. We don't fight with our fist. And they look at us as being weak. They look at us as having no power. But let me tell you something. They don't know what's inside of me. They don't know what's inside of you. I wish somebody would help me preach this morning. I wish somebody would recognize that what is inside of you. I'm looking for somebody with a Caleb spirit. I'm looking at somebody that's got the spirit of Caleb that says, yeah, there's giants in the land. There's problems that we're facing. There's trials all around us. But we are more than able. We are more than able to possess the land. Hallelujah. I believe that God is going to take this radio station and begin to penetrate into areas with His Word and by the power of His Spirit. There's a lot of good men on the radio that teach well. They speak well. They got great educations. And I thank God for the men that are preaching the Word faithfully. But there's one thing that's missing on a lot of the radio stations. A lot of the men have the Word. Amen. But I'll tell you, when we can take the Word and the Spirit and begin to put them together, now you've got power. Now you've got anointing. Now you've got something to really work with that can begin to deal with the hearts of men and women to bring them up out of their discouragement, to bring them up out of their despair, to bring them up out of the places in life that have you bound that say, you're not able. You're not able. You're not able. That's a lying spirit. The devil is a liar. Brothers and sisters, I come to tell somebody this morning that we are more than conquerors. We are more than able to go forward and possess the land. Can you say amen? Together, not individually. Caleb was looking for some brothers to get with him. He said, but he was standing all alone when he was making that proclamation. Oh, you didn't hear me. Amen. They thought he was arrogant and prideful, but he knew the God that he served. He had a word that God was going to allow us and give us the possessions of the land. We're going to have victory over our enemies. Do we really believe the Bible? Do we really believe? Listen, I believe we're getting ready to see some Old Testament God manifested. Listen to me. Amen. We look at the Old Testament as something that's way, way, way back, where he parts the Red Sea, where he brings plagues, where, amen, you got men of God like Joshua and great men of God that do all great signs, wonders, and miracles. But you need to, I'm going to remind you of God's word this morning. You hear me, church, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, my God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But what he's looking for is a people that will say, we are more than able to possess the land. Hallelujah. We are more than able because there's a power working in us It goes beyond the power of the flesh. It goes beyond the power of the intellect. It goes beyond any power. Listen to me. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? The Bible declares He has all power. Matthew 28:18, Christ said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth." I'm talking about our Lord. I'm talking about our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, "All power," Matthew 28:18, "is given unto me." And then He went on to tell His disciples, "I have given you all power, all authority." Now, are we going to take that word? Are we going to walk in that word? Amen. I know there's a price to pay, but you know what the price is? It's us submitting to the authority of the word and beginning to believe it by faith and walk in it. Yes, you've got to pray. Yes, you've got to fast. Yes, you've got to obey His word. But what He's really looking for is a willing vessel, a willing person, to admit that I don't have the strength within myself to overcome the adversity that I'm facing. I'm struggling, Pastor, this morning with defeat, with discouragement. I know I'm preaching to somebody. I feel this running through my soul. Some of you have been discouraged for a long time. Some of you have been downtrodden. The devil's been kicking you down mentally. You know, the devil doesn't play fair. We've been coming against this adversary, the devil. Listen, adversity. Our adversary, the devil, is intimidating us through fear, through doubt, through unbelief. He's trying to hold us back, because if we get a real perspective, if we get a real revelation of what God has in store for us, if you can only listen, without a vision, the people perish. This vision doesn't come from my mind, but it comes from what God has given us according to His word. There's nothing new under the sun. This isn't anything to God. His will is going to come to pass whether we're on board or not. God is going to have a man. God is going to have a woman. God is going to have a church in the earth that are going to rise up in power. Rise up in power. Rise up in power. And they are going to go in and take the word of God that God has given them, that I have planted you here in Manchester to do a work. Listen, God's got a church in Manchester, and I believe we've got some of them right here. I'm not talking about four walls and a brick building. You are the temple of God. This is where He lives. This is where He abides. Greater is He who's in you. Oh, hallelujah. Greater is He who's in you. Oh, what was that spirit that Caleb had? What was that spirit? He had another spirit. He wasn't like the other brothers. When He gives you a fresh word, fresh revelation. Now, I'm not just talking about a thought. Or, oh, let me open up my Bible. My eyes fell onto this verse. I'm not talking about that type of word. But I'm talking about a word that comes through prayer. I'm talking about a word that comes when you're still, that still small voice deep down inside of you begins to get tuned in to the voice of God, and you begin to hear His voice. The Bible declares that if any man will hear my voice, amen. He says, I stand at the door and knock. God's wanting to talk to us. God's wanting to speak to this generation.